the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 618 in our original It's Your Business series, and it is the remodeling show. It's Take Bill to Class, along with our listeners today, and we have done what you ask us to do. If people are going to call in, they like to get a little something for not only an answer from these guys, but also tickets. So what we have got is three sets of Stampede tickets. The Jersey Night event, which is April the 5th, last of the home games. So if you call in, and you're the first to call in at 336-1320, ask a question on the air, you'll win a set of tickets to the hockey game on Saturday. The handyman today, the starting lineup, Steve Swenson, handyman, 910 East 10th. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And you got Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction. That's Nelson, N-E-L-S-E-N. Paul, we are spelling your name right. We're off to a good start.
Good morning, Bill.
Not many words from our handyman there. Paul has Nelson Construction as well. Jim LeDuc, who's normally with us today, called in before the snow yesterday. I'm not sure what that was about, but he's our partner in crime, but we'll be thinking about him today with lamps and shades.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't scared of the weather.
Which part of the weather yesterday?
Right. Did anybody notice from 70 to 20 how fast that was? That's pretty crazy.
Crazy as well. Maybe the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen. That and they're swirling at 43, 45 miles an hour yesterday. But today's another day. The sun's shining. They've opened up 29 north of Brookings. So the rest of the world can get through Sioux Falls going north. We're 1st of April. No April Fool's stunts today. We'll just talk a little bit about business. Steve, what would you like to have us cover in this hour?
Well, today is April 1st, so that's the first day of our sale, and we have bathroom cabinets on sale that include vanities, linen closets, medicine cabinets. There's lots of different things to think about with a new bathroom cabinet. It's not only size, width, and depth, but height. Old cabinets, you know, for the last 60 years, we've sold cabinets that are 31 and a half inches high in the bathroom. And in the kitchen, they're 34 and a half, which makes, to put a top on it, that makes it 3 feet high in the kitchen. Well, about 10 or 12 years ago, we started carrying some that were taller, and they weren't very popular at first, but now they're almost all extra tall. They're all 34 and a half inch cabinets. It just makes it easier to brush your teeth. You don't have to bend over so far. You know, it's a lot more comfortable. If you see our showroom and look at the vanities, instead of noticing a couple of tall ones, you'll notice that a couple of them are, oh, look at those, are short. And they're not short.
Wait a minute, you get tall stools and short cabinets?
tall cabinets. But it's just something that you wouldn't think about until when it come really time to size it up. If you're going to measure for your bathroom, you want to notice like how low your mirror hangs, especially if it's mounted in there solidly. If you're not going to mess with the mirror, it's just you have to measure probably six different dimensions to make sure that cabinet's, that you have room to put the cabinet that you want in there. And then there's many different choices. Drawers cost more than doors. I mean, on the same cabinet, if it's 60 inches wide and it has four doors, it's going to cost a couple hundred dollars less than one that has six drawers and two doors. But, you know, I mean, for obvious reasons, drawers are better storage or work differently for storing different things.
And people can actually go online and see what specials you have.
Sure. That's at handymanhome.com.
Easy. Even I could find it.
I was going to say, Bill, you even got it. You printed out our ad for me.
6:15 this morning, and it printed. A lot of times with our system, it wouldn't print, but these printed very well. So I don't know what you did, but it worked. Paul Nelson is with us this morning. In our last show, we talked about him being an award winner. He got an award. It was a pretty big deal, the Beam Award, and that's kind of for working with people in the association. And there were people put up from 49 or 50 other states, depending on who you count as a state. But, Paul, that was quite the award for you to receive, and you've always been a team player in this town.
Yes, the award, actually, it's called BEAM. It's Builders Engaging Associate Members. Our Home Builders Association, you're a builder member or an associate member. And I use all my subs are members of our association, and they awarded me on the national level with that honor. So it was, that's a big deal.
Rather than just calling you a beam today, what else would you like to see covered?
Well, I mean, we talk about the kitchens, the bathrooms. We talk about the big additions. Well, there's more to remodel in your home than just the big stuff. I mean, you can upgrade your countertops. You can upgrade your flooring. You need to add square footage to your house. Finish your basement. Sometimes you want to add a third stall onto your garage. You can't always go wider because of your lot line, but you can go deeper. So there's other ways to add square footage to your house without doing major stuff.
Well, if you have questions for these guys, and trust me, they like to talk. They like to talk with our listeners because that's what they do all the time. They're talking with people in the field. They take care of business. You can call us at 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. Again, the first three callers today win a set of Stampede tickets for the Jersey Night, which is the big annual night where they give away the jerseys. I believe that's, would know.
That must be it.
It must be. They didn't want a Paul Nelson jersey.
Having followed the Stampede and being a previous housing parent for them, you buy raffle tickets at the end of the game. They draw tickets, and you get a jersey nice and sweaty right off their backs. But it's exciting.
But there are washing machines.
You there are washing machines, yes. So you get the jersey they wore at that game, and it's yours.
First question that they had written down for you is, Paul Nelson, spring building, when did you start building this year? Have you ever quit building?
Well, this year has been kind of a challenge because of we had quite a bit of frost. And so I have not dug any basements as of yet. I've got, I think there's four of them. We're waiting. I'm going to wait it out. We kept busy with, I did a house last fall, so we've been working on it all winter. And then, of course, there's kitchens, bathrooms that we've been remodeling. And so we've stayed busy without actually starting a new house. But we're getting geared up. I'm guessing within a couple of weeks, we will have our first basement underway.
It'd be less remodeling now than building?
No.
There's always lots of stuff to remodel.
It's incredible how much the phone is ringing for both.
So how do you handle that? Because I know labor has been something all of the Home Builders Association have talked about.
Well, I like to think that I've got very good subs that I work with and I have worked with for a long time. And without them, I can't get stuff done. So
The keys are your subs.
The keys are my subs. My son, I got two employees, my son and his buddy. So without them, it makes, they're actually working today while I'm here in the nice warm. So, you got to have a good team to get it all put together.
So how much more does it cost to dig a basement in the frost than if it's summertime? Because they can do it, right?
They dig
it. Just costs money?
It's just money.
I've heard, it's probably been a month or more ago that one guy only ran into 18 inches of frost, but he had good grass cover and there was snow in the grass. And then I've heard up to 5 foot. I don't know how you afford
I just don't know how much more. Does it cost a lot?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Because it takes, they put this great big claw on their backhoe, and they got to break all that frost up, and then it's not dirt, it's chunks. So it's a pain, but I mean, with Sioux Falls as it's growing like this, you can't, if you know, these guys that are digging, you know, that are doing 30 to 50 houses a year, you got to build all year. So you figure it in and you go. But yes, it is, and I don't know the exact number, but it is considerably more.
Steve, with the handyman, you guys work with builders all the time. Are you seeing that not only from Paul's construction company and others as well, that they've been continuing to work this wintertime?
It always is. Sometimes it's easier to work in the winter. This year was, you know, the opposite world from that. This is about as tough of a super cold winter as we've had. Even the tough ones 5 or 6 years ago, or at least they had snow on the ground and they weren't, you know, below zero for 36 days in a row. I think there's some pent up demand out there. I think we're seeing our supply companies, the cabinet company and our Onyx company especially, that we do a lot of special orders from. They're getting more efficient. I think they're realizing that if they can make this happen. You know, we used to carry cabinet companies. We used to carry Birch cabinets, and we would stock 4 or 5 different styles and stock the whole depth of the whole, the same style, that oak, blonde oak cabinet, you know. Now, we special order. I mean, we stock a couple, quote-unquote stock a couple, but everybody wants their cabinet to look different, unique, and be their own thing. So our main program selling bathroom cabinets is special ordering the one that they want, you know? I mean, it's cool. And Paul's over there shaking his head, yeah. Yeah, same with our tops, the Onyx tops that have different colors. There's 61 different colors, so you can combine that with a different color top and a different color bowl, and whatever 61 times 61 is, then you got to multiply that by if you're going to put a halo in it, or if you're going to put a different cut on it, or it's a different size, and there's 10 different bowls that go in them. So it gets to be that it's not ridiculous, but it's hard to wrap around how different every single sale is, you know. And a lady bought the vanity, this I'll show Paul, the one we had at the home show. We've never had one like that before. It has the top, it looks like a 3-drawer dresser, but it's a vanity. And of course you have to have plumbing in there. So the top drawer just tipped out. It had a nice little chains on it and it was cute. And we had some frilly stuff in there. Well, that drawer probably cost, you know, $150 to make that thing because it's just cute. Most cabinets just have a blank board up there to let you have the plumbing behind it. You know, the sink bowl has to be back there. Well, this weekend somebody had to have that thing, and it's not an inexpensive cabinet. It's really cool. And I mean, every chick that walked by the booth at the home show, every one of them, you could hear the brakes go. What is that?
You like that when they do the brakes, don't you?
It is. It's fun. It's just, you know, because you just know you got them. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know you have them. They bought the mirror and the faucet on it. It's one of the gals that used to work for us many years, 15 years ago or so, she coined the phrase, it's too cool. If it's too cool, it'll sell. I mean, if we think that's a little bit too high, it's okay. If it's too cool, it's going to make it.
Well, we'd like to hear from you this morning. We have two experts. As you can tell, they're not at all bashful about talking about what they've done, what they're doing, and what they can do for you. 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. When we come back, we'll pry a little more into the handyman side of it with Steve Swenson from The Handyman and Mr. Paul Nelson. Nelson, Construction. The remodeling, it's the handyman show, it's the construction show. We got to get back to work. I mean, you've taken enough break. You know, in our first segment of the show, there was no mention of white bathroom
toilets
settings, the toilets, and only one reference to Onyx. Are you slipping?
No, I'm trying to, you know.
You're trying to diversify?
Diversify.
But still the most popular. You walk in, it's how many different Onyx units?
Oh, we have about 70 different tops on the floor that are all Onyx with different colors and different style bowls. And we have about 6 or 8 full shower units that have all sorts of accessories in it. And we have a whole wall of all the shower accessories, the corner soap caddies and seats. And there's a little, there's even a thing that you can put in your shower for shaving your legs. I don't know exactly what it's for, but mounted about 18 inches off the ground. It's just a little upside down shelf in the corner that, that they offer, you know. It's a cool thing.
That's not an April Fool's joke either. That's
it's not
it
for
really
me.
Is.
It's not for me.
You haven't tried it yet then.
I put my foot up.
Okay. You just didn't shave your leg.
No.
Okay. Was just checking.
Paul, the notes I get from you, and Paul's not done the show very many times with us, some of these good folks that are in here, Jim and Steve, will give me maybe a page of notes. You give me one sentence. It says, general updating of your house, new countertops, flooring, paint, add square foot to your house by finishing basement. Those are my notes. So any of those six you'd like to talk about?
We can talk about them all.
Well, let's start with number one.
Well, it, like I said earlier, everybody, you know, there's more to upgrading your house than adding great big additions, tearing your bathrooms apart. Them are all, I mean, we do a lot of that stuff, but there's lesser expensive things to upgrade your house than doing the big fancy stuff, light fixtures. I mean, you walk into Jim's showroom in there. How many choices do you have? A lot. You walk into Handyman, there's all kinds of choices.
Sure, and you can just, like, put a new marble top on and a new faucet, and, man, you can make a lot of big difference in your bathroom.
Exactly. Put a little paint. Do a little ceramic tiles.
Some new towel bars or something. Yeah. I mean, it really can sharpen the whole thing up with a few $100.
Big thing in kitchens anymore is backsplashes. All of a sudden, everybody's got to have a backsplash. So you can...
for those who don't understand, tell them what a backsplash is.
Backsplash would be tile between your countertop and the top of your cabinet. We tile that in. And there's a million different things to do with that. And it's not real expensive. Yep. So I just, you know, we always talk about the big stuff. So that's when you emailed me, I thought, hey, let's talk about some of the smaller stuff that gives, it gives you a good bang for your buck also.
Yeah, and you got some pride that you're continuing to improve.
We had a caller a few weeks ago when Alan Amdahl was here, and he said, so what are some things I can do to my house that I'm going to sell it? And I've lived here for 10 years. You know, what should I do? And I said, well, one thing is a new marble top in your bathroom. And Alan is just over there shaking his head just like you are, because it can update your bathroom in a weekend, in a day.
Countertop, new countertop in the kitchen.
New kitchen sink.
New kitchen sink. New faucets. Shower head.
Yeah.
I mean, the curtain rods anymore. You can get curved. How many different shower rods you got? It's insane. Your choices and what they add for a small dollar amount to your house. Paint. I mean. Yeah. Another thing we've been seeing a lot of. How many people got popcorn? Ceilings got the rough textured ceilings.
We're seeing less of that now.
We have not done one of them
anymore
for years, and we have replaced, scraped that stuff off, which is not the most fun and it's a little dirty, but we've been taking that stuff off and doing a crow's foot, or I mean, it's endless of the things you can just do to your house that you don't have to take out a $30,000 loan to do. So that's why I was touching on that. Shingles. Everybody, you know, the shingles anymore. You drive around town, you don't see hardly a 3-tab anymore. Everything's architectural. Windows. There's all kinds of upgrades to your house. Paul Nelson Construction happens to know how to do all of that.
Really?
Really.
Help with a 3-tab and architectural.
Okay, a 3-tab is you're going to see... You look up them, and you're going to see the crooked lines going clear to the top. The architectural is there's lines everywhere. I don't know how to explain that.
They're not.
They're There's no lines. It's just, it's up and down and all over the place. And but that seems
that's to, the cool shingle that, now.
That's the cool shingle now. So, new garage doors. I mean, there's just so much you can do to your house and add. Once again, you're gonna your real estate agent is gonna tell you kitchens and bathrooms. Sell your house.
Curb appeal.
Curb appeal is going to sell your house.
Even with a smaller supply, it helps sell the house.
It helps sell the house. If you're going to spend your money and get it back, mm-hmm. your kitchens and bathrooms are the place to go.
Nelson Construction. Paul Nelson, how do they find you?
You can go to the internet, paulnelsonconstruction.com, and Nelson is S-E-N. Cell number 366-1116. I have an office number, but I'm never there, so my cell is probably the one to catch me on.
Steve, how about you?
Handyman is on 910 East 10th Street, across from McDonald's on just by the viaduct on 10th Street. We're on the web also at handymanhome.com. We weren't quick enough to get handyman.com. And it was about 20 years ago that we tried to get it, and somebody wanted an awful lot of money. So handymanhome.com is good anyway. And 336-0316, somebody will answer the phone.
I'm going to test Mr. Nelson here in just a minute. A lot of people have had the same problem I've got in my house with a very cold winter. We'll talk about that when It's Your Business returns after Fox Business News. It's the Handyman Show, and we have questions for our two gentlemen this morning. Steve Swenson, Handyman, 910 East 10th, and Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, the BEAM Award winner. And what the heck does BEAM mean?
Builders Engaging Associate Members.
See, we're Handyman is an associate member. We're not home builders. Home builders are the guys that, like Paul, that build the homes.
So he engages you guys.
Yeah, the associate members are guys that sell them stuff.
It's pretty and much you're very happy that they come in.
We've been members, we've been associate members for 55 years?
Association was 1956, I believe it was the first year.
I think it's 55th year. But we've been members for the longest or the second longest.
Paul has been president of the Home Builders Association here.
Year 2000.
State association, too?
Nope, I did not go that path.
I'm sure they wanted you to.
Yes.
And you were able to say no?
I said, yes, I did.
You and I have been on enough different committees together. We didn't say no often enough.
Nope, I don't say no very often. And
how many associate members do they have?
Associate members are probably two-thirds more than the builder. I believe we got 700 members approximately, and two-thirds of them are your associate members. Now, and when you get to talk about associate members, it's your framer, it's your concrete, it's your electrical, plumbing,
garage
any of the
guys.
Retail stores, the home builder. So it's... I mean, you would think a framer could be a builder, but he doesn't build houses. He frames the houses. So that's why they're an associate member. So it's Builders Engaging Associate Members.
Parade of Homes is coming up next month.
It is. May 9th, I think.
You got two weekends.
Yep.
I think it's 9th, the 11th, and 16th, the 18th.
Yep.
We already scheduling the home builders to be with us, and I think they're going to be on May the 5th.
That'll be Mother's Day then, huh? May 11th is Mother's Day.
I think you're correct.
Sunday, yeah.
Well, it's a great place to take mom
and look. It
would be,
yes.
Yeah.
You have questions for these two guys. We still have some tickets to the Stampede. They're battling for a particular playoff position, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. It's Jersey night, and as I think it was Paul described earlier, they just take their dirty jersey off, give it to the people, and then proceed on. They get another jersey when they go into the playoffs?
These are special jerseys. I think they only wear them a couple games.
So you wouldn't have the whole season traveling to Dubuque and Green Bay?
No.
And any of those other places?
Nope.
All right, got a question for you. It deals with very cold winter that we had.
Yep.
And I've seen this in houses that I've been in, And this year it showed up in our house, and my wife said we need to call and see if our local handyman out in Hartford would have an answer to it. He looked at it, and he said, got to be a lack of insulation. You said it could be lack of insulation, but might be something else in a good Catholic family's house.
I like that. Wait till you hear what the answer is.
Oh, wow. No, we're... Is this the religious remodel show? No, okay. I had this issue. Righteous remodeler show. There you go. I had a customer have this problem a few years ago, and I had not a clue what it was.
So he's talking about black stripes on the ceiling, right?
Black stripes. It showed up as black stripes on where your trusses would be. And so I was investigating it, and I thought more than likely, yeah, we're lack of insulation. And that could be part of it. But I go to the paint store, and if anybody knows the doctor of paintology, he gave me an answer that I wasn't quite. I looked at him and went, really? And it was, his question was, do they burn candles? And I said, I do believe they burn candles, but I will double check.
There are burning candles, and then there are burning candles.
And it's the soot off your candles where that stud is at, where your rafter's at. You don't have as much insulation above that as you do your drywall because it's like 3.5 inches thick. So that's a little bit colder there. And you get moisture in your house, and that candle is soot, and boom, it will stick. And we went, and I investigated it, and we wiped it off, and we repainted, and that's what it was on that house.
So you wipe off before you repaint.
You have to get rid of it before you can paint, yes.
Now, can you just get rid of it? Can you just wipe it off?
Yeah, you can wipe it off, but depending on how old your ceiling is,
exactly.
You're more than likely...
You got the popcorn ceiling... It might be a good time to make the entire change.
Yeah, yeah. If the popcorn ceilings, and a lot of people have them in their house, because that was very popular for a long time. We've been replacing, scraping that stuff off and replacing it. That was the answer I got from the paint store on the black stripes on the ceiling.
I'm going to ask you one more question, but we do have a call from Don. Don, do you have a question for our handyman this morning?
Actually, a couple of them here. First one is there's water on my windows in the wintertime a lot, and it's ruining my fixtures there. And I'm wondering, is it because I have too much humidity in the house, or what's the deal? Do I not have the right ventilation?
You have too much humidity. Usually, it's condensation. Are you in an older home? Well, it can happen in a new home, too, but... If you're in an older home, a lot of homes still have single pane glass, which will water up quicker than the new double pane. But yes, once your house gets above 35% humidity, you will have a little moisture on your windows. If it's only coming up an inch or so, sometimes that's not so bad because the drier it gets, you're just harder to breathe, and so that. You get down to 30-35%, there's other things that it does. But if you've got a lot of moisture on there, then you're probably up over the 50%, and you need to run a dehumidifier. That will help.
Second question, Don.
Okay, I was just thinking about that one. Need a dehumidifier. There's nothing else I can do, like put in ventilation or fans in the bathrooms, things like that.
Do you have a fan in your bathroom?
Well, I do, but I don't think it does any good.
Okay, here's what, if it's not doing any good, here's why it's not doing any good, because you don't run it long enough. You take a shower, you're in the shower for, say, 10 minutes, and you get out and you turn, and you got your fan on, you get out and you turn it off. You never got rid of any moisture. Let that fan run good hour. You can go down and get a timer.
Good on handyman and get a timer.
Go ahead, handyman. Hey, there we go. Good job.
East 10th.
East 10th Street.
They also make different size bathroom fans. It's a little bit of a project, but There's the one you have in is probably a 50 CFM, you know, a $12 one. They make 80 and 110 CFM ones with a timer on it, and that, you know, really does a good job. And it's worse in the summertime. Then you really have to fight the humidity.
Okay. The second question is this radon in the basement kind of a thing. Radar or radon or what is it? But anyway, how important is it that I get that checked and then get one of those $1,000 instruments that they install? Is that a scare tactic that they advertising or is that something that a person?
I want to hear Paul answer this.
Oh man, I don't know how to answer that. Call me someday.
How important is it that I go get that check down there? It's already obvious to me. He's going to say it's high, and you need one of these things, and you write me a check for $1,000, and I'll save your life.
Ventilate your basements. I've seen this where if your basements are all closed up, and you do have radon in the area in your basement. It builds up. It's like anything. It's like your moisture in your house. If you're not changing your air, it just builds up and builds up. Radon, and I'm no expert on it, and I'm not.
But we do have an expert that's on occasionally,
and he's
very fair with his answers. And test it out. If you're at that 4.0 level, which is what the government level is, then you have to decide if it's between 4 and 12 or 13, what you're going to do. If it's above that, then if you got people in the house, I'd be very careful. And then you have to go at your own risk.
Rev, this is pretty cool. Bill knows the answer.
But you've also got to deal with that when you sell your house.
Bro. You do have to deal with that because it can be. Are you getting ready, Don, to sell your house?
No.
Okay. You still have to live there.
No, I'm just listening to your program day in and, you know, all the time, and then this guy comes on and he says, look, you got to get that radon set fixed in your...
Well, and basically you can have the test and send it to the government if you don't want to send it to a particular company, and they'll tell you what it is, and they'll tell you what dangerous is. I never get too excited when it's at 4.0 or at 6 or 7, but if you come in the 20s or 30s and you've had people in that house for a long period of time, kids, grandkids... They're coming to visit, and then somebody tells you when you sell that house that it has to be at 4.0. I would like you to have considered that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, so you at least knew what it was in the house. And you act at your own risk, you know, at that point. And I think that's one of the things that our radon people here in town have done. You know, you decide for yourself if it's a risk to you and your family, and then if you don't get the right answer, call somebody else and do some double checking.
This is something that's fairly new. I mean, I've only heard of this about 5 years ago now, six, maybe 10 years now. I mean, I'm 60-some years old, and I've never heard of this before.
First time I heard it, Don, was I was working television in Texas in the Panhandle, and they told me that every house needed a radon unit. And I looked at it, and I thought, we got rocks here. Why would we need to do that? I wasn't really excited about it here, but when you look at the map, and it shows us as a red state because of the oil and gas, what's underground, I think it's safe to check. And then you make your own decision with it and talk to a builder, talk to... Paul said he would be happy to talk with you at any point. Go ahead and do the little test kit, tell Paul what it is, and then go from there.
Sounds good.
All right, and we're glad you got a couple of tickets to the Stampede game. Is there a particular jersey you want with the Stampede?
No, not really. I just enjoy the game at all.
All right. Don, thank we appreciate you. Your call this morning.
Thanks for calling, Don.
Bye-bye.
Always a good question, and, you know, if you think it is just a smoking mirror type thing, regardless of what it is, call for another opinion.
Where do you get a radon kit, detector kit?
You can go online and get it from the government. They're $25, I think, to test it. And they are available around town as well. So, all right, let me go back to what we talked about earlier, and we got the revelation through the paint store, through Paul Nelson, about what the lines were in the ceiling. And he asked, did we have candles in the house? And I had to think about that. We do in the kitchen area. We don't in the living room area.
Good Catholic candles, right?
Good. They are good Catholic candles, and sometimes they're gift from grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
That come to the house, and they like to see Grandma burning that candle, but they may be leaving their marks on the ceiling, regardless of where it is in the house. Wouldn't make any difference if it was the same room or adjacent room.
Yes. When your furnace kicks on, does it blow the air? Does it suck the air and blow the air out of the same room, or is it moving it everywhere? It's moving air. Air moves. It doesn't matter. It's going to move around.
The other thing that happened for this first time since we've been in this house, and we've been there 12 years, house is 14 years old, we replaced the roof last year. Did not happen before then, and we haven't changed the size of the candles. But again, it was kind of a rough winter, which may bring out the stains a little bit more.
It could be a buildup. Didn't notice it till. I'm guessing it built up over time. It didn't just happen. But now that this year, with it a little colder, the wood. There's. Man, you. You look at a wall. And that happens at my house. Different times of the year, you can pick up your screw holes where they screw the drywall up. They will.
Yeah, they show.
They show up. They don't show up all the time. So different parts of the year, what it's doing outside, and it's usually in the wintertime. We've got. When you install your kitchen, you put your countertops in the summertime, they're all nice and tight up to the outside wall. Come wintertime, there could be a quarter of an inch gap. Well, that wood is being pulled out. It pulls away from everything. So it's going out towards the cold. That cold weather, it does them houses. I had a roof. And this lady, and it's been a long time ago, and she built her a brand new house, and we had the vaulted ceiling, and we had one pillar going up to the ceiling. Every winter, there'd be a 1-inch gap up there.
Oof.
She's like, we got to fix it. I'm like, let's just wait for summer. In the summertime, that thing would drop back down. You couldn't even see a crack around it. I said, how do I... I mean, I don't know how to fix that. So, I mean, I called the truss company, and it moves. Wood moves, and it does weird things. And
vaulted ceilings, it shows.
Vaulted ceilings, it shows. Your screws are a metal. Metal will conduct water, moisture. Your candle will stick to that moisture. Boom, there you have it.
I love the story.
So...
And how do people reach you? They want to ask about their candles or
my cell number.
Their screws that are sticking?
Yeah. My cell number is 605-366-1116. You can email me at paul@paulnelsonconstruction.com, and Nelson is S-E-N.
We've made that point today. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Steve about his sale, about the other things that are going on as we're now into April. Believe it or not, warmer weather's got to be ahead. And we need to give Steve some love over there. I mean, we got into this candles on the wall stuff.
I like love.
Radon.
Yeah. We have shower doors on sale, too. We haven't talked about shower doors today.
Well, let's go. Let's talk about shower doors. Are they white, too?
They're silver or chrome. They're all aluminum because they don't want to have rust happen on them. We have some really cool shower doors. We have shower doors that are easy to clean. We have shower doors that are, the really cool one I'm talking about, if nobody's seen before, it has some big oversized rollers that sit on top, like they're 2 inches big, and the rollers are, it's just part of the fanciness of the door. And they really roll smooth, and they have a super easy detachable bottom, so it's easy to wash to clean it at the bottom, and it's right inside the door in Handyman, the very first shower door you see.
One key thing that we should mention is what I should measure before I come into the store at Handyman.
It's very key. You have to size a shower door. You need to measure the height from the from the threshold to the top of your ledge of the shower, because there's many different heights of shower doors. And then the width, usually we try to say the width in two places, across the top at about head height and then at the bottom, because some showers, some houses, all houses are not exactly. Sorry, Paul.
I think he's talking about us builders not putting them in the level.
Well, square. Yeah, they're not always square. And it's most shower doors
well,
have some
builders
adjustment.
Are better than others.
Yeah, most or all shower doors have a little bit of adjustment. But you need to measure it two different places on the top and the bottom to make sure that if it's like 55 and a quarter on the top and 55 and a half on the bottom, you want to know that because we want to make sure the shower door adjusts between them. So, and we can help you. We'll help you. We have... I don't know, 30 different shower doors on display. You can touch them and feel them and climb inside and see how you like them. We sell a lot of shower doors.
Paul, you were talking a minute ago about the city's new fan mandate, and I think that it doesn't hurt at any point to say what you think because cities sometimes have to change their mind based on professionals.
The all our new houses... Today, with the new building codes, we have to put a fan. Our fan in the bathroom runs 24/7. And there's two dials. When you turn the, it runs at 30 CFM at all times. And then when you hit the switch, it will kick up to 70 or 80, whatever, wherever you set that. So it gets back to your humidity in your windows. Is that fan is very important to, you take a hot shower and you're dumping all that humidity, you got to get it back out of your house or you're going to cause a lot of issues.
And houses, new houses for the last, well, heck, 20 years have been so much tighter than they used to make houses.
Right.
There's, the issues are, they're changing with the way they're building. They build them so, you know, with Tyvek and everything's so tight.
Yeah. And you get, I mean, these new houses are, they're, shower heads, all the stuff that you can put in that bathroom, you got that moisture has just got to get back out of your house. And it just them fans are very important, and you can put them in an old existing house.
Yep. Well, we've carried that fan for a couple of years now, and it's really cool. It has a DC motor so that it doesn't make any noise. I mean,
right.
When it runs, it's the switch, if you have a, well, it's not a timer switch, but if you have a timer switch, the timer switch makes more noise than the fan does because they're squirrel cage fan and they don't make any noise at all. Yeah. It's cool.
One of the things we started the show with and we should mention again is that you've got quite the sale on cabinets and vanities this month.
Yep. We have bathroom cabinet sale month of April.
So they can go online.
You can see it online.
Easy to find if I can find it.
The best thing to do is go in the store. Come see them. Their cabinets, they're so cool. Now we have the Birch cabinets. And I say Birch, that's the name of the guy. They're not B-I-R-C-H. They're B-E-R-T-C-H. Birch cabinets made in Waterloo, Iowa. And they're made like furniture. They have wonderful full extension drawer glides. So the drawer comes all the way open. You can see the back of the drawer comes all the way out. And then when you close the drawer, it closes like a Cadillac's trunk. You know, because it's really, and when we show people that, it costs a little bit more, and it's your choice if you're ordering it. But when we show people that, I mean, it's 90% of the people said, well, yeah, if I'm going to do this, this is my bathroom. I want those drawers like that. They come all the way open. And there we have some beautiful hickory cabinets with different stains on it. We have white cabinets. We have dark cabinets. We have inexpensive cabinets, we have expensive cabinets. We have fancy stuff. We have stuff that you see in the magazines and on the HGTV. We just have, we specialize in bathrooms. So you have to have a lot of different vanities, a lot of different tops, and a lot of different faucets, and we do.
We're in our last minute and a half.
910 East 10th Street.
910 East 10th, and you just call
366-1116. That's my cell number. And I answer that thing 24/7.
Except when he's on the radio.
Most asked questions you're getting right now.
What? This shower is so cool. What's it made out of? I knew they made something like this. the Onyx showers that have so many different accessories and seats and corners and 61 different colors and guaranteed forever. And their floors are made, the floors of the showers are incredible. They're heavy and they're heavy duty and they're beautiful and they're shiny and they're easy to clean and they're 61 different colors. And you just got to come see them. They're too cool.
Last 30 seconds. Most asked question for you, Paul.
Wow. I was trying to think of one. I'm like, I get asked, I don't know if I ever get asked the same question. It's, do you do remodeling? Do you shingle? Do you paint? Do you replace windows? Do you do additions?
The answer is yes.
It's yes to every, if you got a question on it, it's a yes.
Well, Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. He wants you to know that. Just come in the store.
Our most asked question is, how do I fix my toilet? And they come in, they're carrying a piece, you know, in their hand.
And Paul Nelson has his answers as well, Nelson Construction. For now, though, our time's up. Thank you for yours.